And it doesn't mean that everybody on this planet has to, at some point, have a guru or have a master. I don't view it as it means that, and I don't want necessarily you to take it that way. Because it's not an obligation. It's not a requirement. But there comes a point for spiritual seekers when all else has failed, when they've ardently pursued every avenue. It certainly happens for some people that they've exhausted all possibilities and they go in search of a master. They say, this didn't take me all the way, that didn't do the job. I know these teachers, these masters exist. And you hear this in people's stories many times, that they went in search of their master and they did or didn't find someone. And that's not the only way it happens, the master-disciple phenomena. But it happens this way for some people. They go in search. For me personally, it happened, as some of you know, exactly the opposite. It came crashing into my life. I wasn't searching for anything. I was a staunch atheist and didn't believe in anything spiritual. If you said the word spiritual to me, I said the word bye-bye to you. I dismissed you as a nut. So the old saying in the East is, when the disciple is ready, the guru disappears. The guru appears, I'm sorry. When the disciple is really ready, the guru disappears. And to my understanding and to my observation, this is absolutely the truth. This is not a metaphorical statement in any way. When the disciple is ready, the guru appears. Those who go in search and find a master, find a teacher, find a guru, often report later in life, well, now I realize the guru found me. And this is absolutely true. More of the miracle of this phenomena that works like no other thing in the world. It has its own rules. It has its own laws. It has its own mysterious way of operating. In the West, this is very hard to understand because this is not in our culture. This has no precedent. In the East, this is common. This is part of the culture. This is accepted for thousands of years as this is part of spiritual understanding.
What accepted?
The phenomenon of spiritual master.
It's like a rabbi in Judaism, no?
No.
Why not?
Because a rabbi or a priest is an intermediary, is someone who has, in some capacity, an official position representing a certain organized way of thinking. And you go to that person kind of the same way you go to the doctor, as someone who's going to take care of something for you. Someone who fulfills a certain